With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
We wander around in a battered old bus, three of us, looking for stories to send back to Dan Rather.
You probably recognize the voice, Charles Kuralt, who has been broadcasting his On the Road television reports for CBS News since 1967.
With a brief interruption, when CBS, in an ill-advised move, made me the anchorman of the morning news on television. Except for that, I've been out there wandering in that old bus for 18 years.
Putnam has published 92 of his best stories in a book called On the Road with Charles Kuralt.
When CBS let me start wandering down the back roads, doing stories without any relevance or significance or importance to them, I found that I liked it.
In fact, Charles Kuralt says he doesn't even consider himself a real reporter anymore.
Well, real reporters cover wars and politics and calamities and dodge bullets and interview politicians, and I never do any of those things any longer.
There is another nice thing about doing On the Road.
I never have to try to find a place for my camera in the bank of 18 others that are getting ready to cover the news conference, so there isn't any competitiveness to On the Road.
Stories no one else is interested in, such as the Ohio butcher, who can hold more eggs in his hand than anyone else. Charles Kuralt is aware of his own celebrity, something that goes with being on national television, as he invades small-town America looking for the little stories.
I try not to come on like a big-time television correspondent, and the camera crew I work with is not self-important either.
Charles Kuralt of CBS News. Those who enjoy his reports about the people who live on the back roads of America will like his book, On the Road with Charles Kuralt, published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. CBS News correspondent Charles Kuralt has made a career seeking out the America that many of us never see.
The interstate highway makes it possible to drive from coast to coast without seeing anything or feeling anything, having any experiences. But if you get off the interstate, you find an America with great differences between the regions, a rich and varied country that's still there.
Charles Kuralt should know. His reports of the people who live in small-town America have been broadcast by CBS News since 1967, and more than 90 of those stories have been collected in a book called On the Road with Charles Kuralt. Kuralt says the writing is the most difficult part of doing On the Road.
Because you have to be so economical in television, you only get 2 or 3 or 4 minutes to tell a story. You have to choose your words carefully.
But those who read the book On the Road will find that Charles Kuralt is a skilled writer whose work is often funny, often moving, sometimes overlooked because of the visual nature of television. Kuralt shares a problem common to all broadcasters.
Your best work goes flying through the ether, never to come back again. It travels at the speed of light, and it's gone forever. I was talking to a newspaper reporter just today and said to her, well, at least you can clip your pieces out and keep them in a cigar box.
So it's a good feeling for Kuralt that his on-the-road pieces have been published.
It pleases me to have made a book out of the stories. It's something you can pick up and heft and thumb through and show your grandchildren what you did for a living.
Charles Kuralt of CBS News, and author of On the Road with Charles Kuralt, published by Putnam.
I found a home out there on the back roads and in the small towns.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.